Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I want to thank the Kurz team for giving me such a great lead-in today. We got a super show. We're going to get right to it. It is the summer show. We're broadcasting live on Facebook. Check me out on the Jim Fried Facebook page. We've got a terrific show. We're going to talk about all things summer. We're going to talk a little bit about what I've seen this summer, what I'm doing this summer, what I've seen the real estate market do this summer, what I predict is going to happen after people come back from vacation. We're going to talk a little bit about Vivian. We're going to talk a little bit about my experiences at the Marlins games. That's right. I'm going to the Marlins games. We're taking Vivian. I've taken my wife. It's an awesome time.
When do I go?
When do you want to go, Wanda? Just send me a text and I got tickets up the yin yang.
I don't want your yin yang tickets.
Well, okay. Then just send me something.
Can you pull them out of there?
Yeah, I probably will. I will. Just tell me when you want to go. I'm going with Tarek Maddox on Sunday. We're going to watch the Cardinals. It'll be great.
Maybe.
Let me know, Wanda. Anyway, Wanda, I'm going to toss it to you. Then I'm going to take it back. And then we're going to roll. So it's all yours for now, Wanda.
If you think I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Fire it all.
All right. I'm going to calm down, but just for you, Wanda. Just for you. All right, let's do the Warren Henry read. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant you call for anything, anytime, for an entire four-year period. And join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Wanda, turn up the music.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, the CCIMs. We do a lot of loans with the CCIMs. Hey, I'm Jim Fried, and if you need a loan, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We got the best non-resident alien program there is. We'll do condos. I'm actually talking about somebody helping them with a project in Orlando. Argentinians, Venezuelans, Russians, Brazilians. We can help you all, and U.S. people too. Hey, if your loan doesn't fit in the square box, give me a call at 305-773-6300. All I want to do is help you get your mortgage. I want you to live your dream. So call me at 305-773-6300. We even have private equity available as well. So no matter what your circumstance, from the best rates to the most scratch and dent circumstances, I can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. With me, it's all about you.
Alex Gonzalez's stellar glove and snazzy double plays earned him a reputation of being a first-rate shortstop. Marlins fans will also remember his pivotal game-winning walk-off homer in the 2003 World Series.
Alex Gonzalez has done it!
Leading the way to our second championship. Be here on July 30th for the next All-Star Saturday when your Marlins host the St. Louis Cardinals. And don't forget, the first 5,000 fans take home their very own Alex Gonzalez All-Star Bobblehead presented by UHealth. Purchase your tickets today at Marlins.com.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
That's me, and we're back. All right, I want to thank everybody. Hey, I want to remind you all, we're live on Facebook. Go to the Jim Freed Facebook page, and we're broadcasting live. Got lots of folks up there. I want to thank them all for watching, listening. You can text me if you want, and hit me on Facebook, Messenger me, all the things you want. I want to say hey to Jeff and the rest of the folks that are watching right now. Now, we talked a little bit about what I've been doing this summer, and what we're going to talk about today is what I see in the real estate market, what I've been doing this summer, and the Marlins and Vivian. So just want to make sure you stick around because the Marlins thing is actually really cool. We've had great times taking my mom and taking Vivian. It's something you should check out. People are actually calling me to go to my Marlins games with me. People are calling and asking for my Marlins tickets. The Marlins have arrived. So high five to my friends at the Marlins game, and make sure you go Saturday to check out and get your Alex Gonzalez bobblehead doll. I was sitting behind Mike Tyson that night as Alex Gonzalez launched the ball into the little notch on the left field wall, and we went into the night screaming 1948 at all the Cubs fans. That's right, that's the last time I think they played in the World Series. Okay, let's talk real estate, and let's get right to it. Let's talk about my love, what I've been doing most for the last few months, and that's our last few years, and that's residential land for apartments, multifamily. I've done a lot of that, probably sold more land for this than just about anybody when you count the two cycles. And my clients are mostly, if not all, apartment developers. I don't really sell to the condo guys. Condo guys pay more, but sometimes it's a little bit more problematic closing with them. But the apartment guys, they always come with money, and I've closed a lot of deals with them. And what we're seeing now is that the dynamic in the multifamily market is a disconnect. The landowners are sitting on land. They have the very sticky pricing, and it hasn't yet been able to break into an area where it's fundamentally economically viable to sell the land. Oh, I just got a thumbs up. Hey, everybody, thank you so much. I'm really loving this Facebook thing. I haven't done it before on the show. Well, I guess I did, but not really like this. And so land is becoming problematic. People are calling me saying, Jim, can you help me buy this land? Jim, can you get the guy to help? Can you get him to lower the price? And it's not time anymore to buy land unless you get a real unusual circumstance. Now, what's a good circumstance to buy land? I'm looking for cash-flowing land banks. That's pieces of cash-flowing real estate on top of properties well-located and perhaps well-sized that I can create assemblages on or perhaps even build my own project on top of it. And I'm working on a number of those right now. And so we'll take a look. We've got some good cash-flowing land banks. But if you're looking to buy a condo, I mean, if you're looking to buy land for condo and you're looking to buy land for multifamily rental, probably not the time to do it because the sellers haven't really begun to bring their pricing in line with what the market would demand. And also, let's not forget, it'll be tougher and tougher to get those construction loans and equity investors if they continue to see things that are going on in our marketplace that might not be comfortable for them. And you say, Jim, what's that? Hey, look at the look at my posts on Facebook where I show what I call great pictures of real estate developments. In fact, I think I'm going to do something where I'm going to start a contest and put the pictures up and ask people if they know which deals they are. The stuff is just rapidly flying up. It's just amazing to watch. Some people call it crazy. You know what I call it? Progress. All right. So we talked about land. We talked about apartments. We talked about, well, we didn't really talk about apartments in general. Lots of apartments are coming up. It looks like I believe that apartments will be filled. I believe they'll be filled because people want to be closer to these urban infill locations. Like Mike Faye said on the show a while back, they want to be in the urban donuts. I call those actually high activity centers, vertically integrated. And as more and more of the different property types get in there, people won't have to move. In fact, let's talk about me for a minute. Because I live in Edgewater and the traffic is starting to get so crazy. I'm an office in in Coconut Grove, and I have another office in Wynwood. And I'll tell you, on Monday, I'm not going to the office in Coconut Grove till after rush hour. I'm going to Wynwood. In fact, I don't think I want to go to Coconut Grove until lunchtime. Go to Coconut Grove, plan my day around it. Come back around 3:30 before it gets crazy. Yesterday, it came up at 3:30. It was absolutely lock solid. It was early rush hour. But we'll talk more about early rush hour when we talk about summertime patterns and rhythms. But hey, we're all seeing that the summertime traffic pattern is crazy. I'm looking out on the Wall Meadow right now, and I can actually see asphalt. So high five. So let's see. We talked about apartment. Condo, I think we'll be okay with condo. I don't think too many more condos are going to get financed. Most of them are being built all cash. And hey, if you're building your condo or you're buying your unit all cash and you need a loan, hey, call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300, because I can help you get a loan. And I want to, because it's all about you. Now, let's talk about hotel. Hotel, they're building a whole bunch of new hotels. It's really looking cool. I'm very excited about some of the new hotel product. In fact, they're building one right near my house where I'm hoping my family will be able to stay when they come visit me from out of town. But hold it. Wouldn't my family rather stay in a condo next to me with fabulous amenities, or would they rather stay in a somewhat Spartan hotel room? Now you're getting the idea. I went to this Urban Land Institute event a couple of months ago, and the guy from Airbnb was there. Guess what? He came to town to meet with apartment developers so that he could help, and condo developers, so he could help them design their units so that they'd be more amenable to the sharing economy. Now, I've known about that stuff for years. In hotels, they call them lockout rooms. When you go on a vacation, you go to somebody's vacation condo, they lock you out of certain rooms that you can't get into. I think that the Airbnb designs are going to follow on that. And I think that people who are building hotels here better take a step back, take a deep breath, and realize that a lot of the people and a lot of the demand that they are anticipating capturing will instead go to these condos. In fact, I'll tell you a story. I was standing in line a couple of months ago at the bank, and there was a young man that came up on, I'll just say it. I don't like to use the word, but I'll use it here. A millennial. Young guy, probably in his 20s, walked up to the bank. The banker noticed him because this bank, they notice their clients. They always greet them by name. And they said, hey, so-and-so, how you doing? He goes, great. I'm here to make another withdrawal. I'm making a deposit on another house. The guy goes, wow, that's great. He goes, yeah, I'm getting money from, I won't mention the country in South America on the Northeast coast that he was getting the money from. But he was getting the money from there. He's buying these homes. He's putting them right on Airbnb, and he's buying condo units in condos where the association allows it to be done too. This guy is a budding hotelier. I'm telling you, this is going on, and it's something that people better get used to because this is not going to slow down. I was at the convention, and when they polled everybody, they said, who would want to stay in a furnished apartment over a hotel? And it was like 50 or 60%. The Uberization of hotel is it coming. And we'll talk about Uber too later on because we're going to talk again about those patterns. Well, heck, let's talk about it now. I talked about how I live in Edgewater. I work in Coconut Grove. I got a place that I work also in Wynwood. And you go, Jim, how do you get back and forth? Well, the way you get back and forth without getting aggravation is Uber. I talked about it with my mom on the other day because I always call her when I'm on my way to work because she's a therapist and I got to have therapy when I'm in this traffic. I'm not kidding. Check my phone records. In fact, sometimes she tells me to calm down. I go, tell the guy cutting. Some guy almost killed me today. I was sitting in my lane going nowhere. And the guy starts edging in and edging in. I go, dude, where are you going? So he comes in, I go into the lane around him. He's still there. I'm flowing. Where was I in the lane he left? You know what I call that? I have a term for that. I wrote it down somewhere. It's down in my, we'll talk about that later. Stay tuned for my term about the guy who cuts in on you for no apparent reason. It's really good. I got a bunch of these good, cute terms I got for later in the show. So hotel, we talked about Airbnb, the ULI with the lockout units. Let's talk about retail. You go, retail? Where are they going to develop retail in Miami? Dude, lady, look at the ground floor of all these apartments and condos. That's where the retail is going to be. Not perfectly laid out for the retailer necessarily, but in the exact location they want to be. And wouldn't you like to have retail downstairs even my office. I'd love to have my office, never leave the building. But I go out and I have to have that like social interaction with everybody because couldn't you guess I'm a social person? Anyway, Wanda, no laughing.
I'm not laughing at all.
Okay, I know. Wanda, you've seen my office. Smoking office, isn't it?
Smoking.
All right, as they say. Now, retail, it's going to be everywhere. So other than your freestanding retail, which a lot of that's been already built, except for, I guess, the Walmart in Midtown, and we'll let Grant talk about that on his show, The retail is going to be mostly ground floor. There's a lot of retail that's been built. The retail is changing. I used to go and buy my stuff in Bal Harbour Mall. I went there the other day. They got nothing for me there. I had to go to the Aventura Mall. And then the stuff in the mall is in different places. And it's like, how does a man shop? Well, I only shop once or twice a year. When do I shop? I shop on Father's Day, after Father's Day, and after Xmas and before New Year's. Maybe I'll do the inventory sale in early January. Because I just don't see any reason to pay full price,
Well, that's just good shopping.
Well, okay. I'm also personally the reason why the Apple stock is slow, because I'm waiting to buy my new Apple phone until the thing comes out, the new one.
Be smart with your money, Jim.
Oh, and I got a smartphone too. We should maybe do some smart money segments. Write that down.
Oh, I've got it.
Yeah, you're a smart money girl. We should talk to you about that. So that's retail. Retail's ground floor. Retail's smoking. Retail's mostly restaurant. Okay, now let's talk office. Office hasn't been built in quite some time. Is it time to build office? The answer is, in my opinion, yes. In certain spots, you go, Jim, where would you build office? Have you not listened to me and talked and heard me talk about how going from Edgewater to Coconut Grove is just, you can't do it anymore? Well, I want my office in Edgewater or in Wynwood. And that's what I'm going to start doing. I have a friend right now. He's got a parcel. He's got his eye on. Actually, it's in Fort Lauderdale by the CBD and all the great retail. We're going to try to maybe pull this off over there. So if you're listening, Bobby, just make sure. And I didn't use your real name, but you know who I'm talking about. Make sure you give me a call tomorrow, because I want to work on that. I consider that a great cash flowing land bank for a 10 to 15 year period. And then crap, we just tear it down and build our 400 or 500 units. You know, a couple phases. We'll do it in phases. And where will the retail be? On the ground floor, as you well know. Now, shoot, Wanda, do I have to take a break already?
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Well, we'll be back. I'm going to talk.
I was sucked in.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do. We'll talk about industrial self-storage, owner-user, commercial loans, residential loans, and we'll talk about what my friends in the family offices want to do, and we'll do that, and you can use that info tonight. You can call me, and we can start making money with it right away, but we will hold off until Wanda takes us to music. Wanda, it's yours.
You can take a break.
Oh, Wanda, you blew my mind with that. What was that, all that negative noise there? I was getting happy.
I don't know.
Well, you got to get smaller fingers, I guess. I don't know. You know, the Marlins were playing all our music at the ball games this weekend. They would play Fireball. They would play Happy. They played Walking on Sunshine. And all I could do was stand up and dance. It was great. I had the best time. Okay, so it is time to talk about our friends, your friends of the show at Warren Henry. And when I do that, I go like this. I go, hey, you're too funny. Bring it on, Mara. Bring it on, girlfriend. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Oh, yeah. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love.
Enough of the noises.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar. They are all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, red cap service, your first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always Warren. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry, and they're happy.
Because Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right. Well, hey, you're looking for a loan? I can help. You want a home loan? You want a commercial loan? I can help. Hey, residential, commercial, doesn't matter. Foreign national, I can help you there too. In fact, Argentinian, Venezuelan, Russians, Brazilians. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because with me, it's all about you. I want to help you get your loan. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Residential, commercial, if it doesn't fit in the standard box, if you maybe had a short sale, I can help you. I can work around it. I have professionals that work with me. Bob and Milvy have been at it for 25 years. I've known them for 10. Everybody in the market knows if you need something done, you call Spectrum Mortgage. We get it done. 305-773-6300. I should get a sign for this Facebook thing with my phone number. Oh, that's so funny. I think I will. 773-6300. Got another thumbs up rolling across there. This is really cool. I love getting social. So we're also going to talk a little bit about social.
Instant gratification.
Isn't that what Facebook's all about?
Scratch there.
Okay. And you know what else? We're going to send it back to Wanda. She's going to do this. But if you need a loan, give me a call. Thank you for the thumbs up at 305-773-6300. Call me. I'll help you get your commercial loan, your home loan, foreign nationals, scratch and dent, short sale. Doesn't matter. Let us help you. 305-773-6300. When I answer, it's about you. Wanda.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Like money? Don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, having so much fun talking about real estate, I was going to talk about social media. I may not even get there. Oh, and here, give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with a mortgage. Yeah, what's your question,
Mark? Were you having secret conversations with your Facebook folks off air?
Can you do that?
You kind of can.
Oh, my God.
That kind of makes it kind of a secret conversation.
Ooh, that means I can have like a secret show inside the show where I talk about the Facebook people?
Very nice.
Oh, my gosh. I hope I don't say. Oh, now I know why they.
We might have to add another commercial break.
Oy vey. And you know what? Now I know where my wife said about profanity and how it got out. It didn't get out through that. It got out through that. Gosh darn.
It's fine on the internet.
Gosh. Oh, well, okay then. Hi.
All of them.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about more real estate. Then we'll get social. Yeah, the Russian people that are hacking me right now.
Exactly.
You think Donald told them to do it? I don't really care.
I know your secrets.
Well,
you big mogul.
I did get hacked, actually. I got hacked on Twitter yesterday. But now I have, this is actually a great social media tip. I have a unique password that's ridiculous for virtually every account.
What is it?
Oh, I hope I didn't blow out somebody's ear with that. You're too funny. Oh, Carol King's promoting. You've got a friend. Thank you, Carol. It's real nice to know that you're my friend. Okay, now, so let's talk. I talked office. Let's talk industrial. Industrial is the new retail. The people that are building industrial, it's for you to get your Amazon delivery and your ABC alphabet stuff real quick. So that's what's going on, is that industrial is being built everywhere. A guy called me today. He's going, Jim, I want to buy this building, but the price keeps going up. How am I going to afford it? I go, you buy now, dude. So industrial, it just keeps on going. We have friends that are building these industrial parks. They're leased as soon as they get the stuff up. It's just amazing what's going on in industrial. Industrial is the new retail. I didn't quote it, but I'm going to keep saying it because gosh darn it, It's true. Let's talk a little bit about a weird product type, self-storage. Self-storage, the king of cash cows. I mean, I've had a storage unit for almost 20 years. I never move anything out. I only put stuff in. In fact, every year when they raise the price to $5 or whatever it is, I swear to myself, this is my last year of storage. But yet I'm still in a freaking storage unit. Oh my God, I got to get a lot. In fact, I went there today to pick up something that I use on the show. So self-storage looks like a pretty good concept, except it's being built everywhere. It's like everybody's new idea. There's money for it. In fact, one of the firms I work with, Silver Portal Capital, got a fund for it. So if you need equity for your self-storage, give me a call at 305-773-6300. You know what? Commercial loans, we talked about. I can help you with commercial loans, residential loans. I can help you. It's all new. I'm working with amazing people. I'm here to help them. I'm here to bring them to you to help you. Why? Because it's a craft. I meet with bankers. They go, Jim, we can't even do that stuff anymore. Bank United's out of the business. Lots of people are getting out of the business. Regulatory issues, all kinds of stuff. You saw what the landscape looked like after the last mortgage thing. Banks just don't want to do that. So call us at 305-773-6300. I'm going to hold up a sign. Can they read that? You know, it comes in backwards, Wanda. We found that out last time, didn't we?
Yeah, why was that? Oh, because of the way we're
using
you
the reverse thing.
Phone,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm using the reverse thing so I can watch myself because I'm a narcissist, but not that big. I mean,
they can figure it out.
I'm going to move my hair. There. Now I look a little bit more like a narcissist, right?
No.
No? It doesn't work
wrong
for me?
Color.
I don't have enough, and I got the wrong face paint on, too. Okay, now, so let's talk about, I kind of teased it before, let's talk about the family offices. Thank you, Angel. High five, bro. Thank you. Mike, who loves you, baby? And, of course, the friends at Warren Henry. We love you guys. Now, let's talk about family office. What are the family offices looking, and how do they look? They go on dates. You go to these big conferences, you expect to see family office people. They're not there. Their functionaries are there. They're probably out by the pool, but then there's an after party. Will they be there? Maybe. And you go over time and you meet everybody and you generate credibility and you become somebody that they can trust and you don't go after them and you make sure that they know it's all about them and you get to know them and suddenly maybe you get a break with them. And you get a call with somebody and the person goes, well, you know, yeah, I manage money for the Kennedys and for the this family and for the that family. And you're going, oh my God, what could I possibly do with that person? And so you talk to them and you go, well, you know, what can I possibly do with you? Because it's not about me, it's about you. You say that, it's the magic words. The magic words. Make it all about them. I hope Bruce is watching, because Bruce, this is all Bruce Turkell. All About You, that's Bruce's new book. You got to get it. It's an amazing book. It's the way I'm running my life. It's all about me. No, it's all about you. Watching and listening and what I can do to help you achieve your dreams. That's what it's really all about. So when I say that to the family office folks, they drop dead. They've never heard that before. Everybody's like this with a family office person. I'm not. I'm like this. I'm playing catch. Whatever they want to do, I'm fine with that. I got people that can help them with whatever it is they want. The Magnum guys, Julio, whatever they need, I got somebody that can help them. So I take people on dates with them. I go slow. It's cautious. Go slow. It's all about them. I have one family office that I'm working with right now. I'm working with the director of alternative investments. We're looking to find real estate operating companies that he can invest in, that he can help them grow so that they can do projects together. And I've closed with this group before. They're fabulous people. Summer, they're on vacation. They'll be back next week, though. So give me a call if you could use equity. I've got it for good operating companies. And you go, well, Jim, how do they start figuring out if I work right with them or not? They start with the people. If you match up person-wise, then they create the business strategy. You go, how do I know what business strategy to use? Well, what business strategy works for you based on your strengths and weaknesses and the opportunities you see in the market? Am I a freaking genius? No, this is basics. It doesn't have to be rocket science. It has to just be basics. But you have to get to the people. And you can only get to the family offices through trusted people that they develop relationships with over time. I've been doing this for many, many years at this point. Many years, and I'm just now really starting to break into it and really get some great stuff. And if you need equity for your real estate deal, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. My guys are as real as a heart attack. Oh, I got serious for a minute. I never get serious on the phone.
It's a little too serious.
Yeah, okay, we're going to break it back down. Okay. If you see it on Facebook, I got my summer Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah.
Where's my summer? There we go. Now I'm even looking like it's summer.
Oh, boy.
That's right. I'm looking like it's summer, but I can't see a freaking thing.
I took my shoes off.
Yeah, and I'm glad the door's closed.
Nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, what do you want from my life?
No respect.
Huh? Yeah, well, like, you get absolute, the ultimate respect. You're Wanda Miles, NPR here.
Yeah, well.
Smartest person I know about radio.
Yeah.
Great personality, wonderful radio presence.
But I'm funny.
That you are, dear.
I'm really funny.
You are really funny, and I finally heard you starting to laugh. What do they want? They're looking for a good person that they can trust, and then they want to do programmatic investing. They'll invest in all kinds of property types. They don't care what property type. They care about the person. And like I said, my friend is the director of alternative investments for the family. You go, why? Because bonds, where are you going to make money in bonds? Stocks, most people think they're topped out. Where do you get yield in your family? Where do you move the needle? You move it in real estate. So that's the runaround on real estate. We'll talk about one more little bit of real estate. After the break, we're going to talk about real estate operating companies, how you can capitalize them, and what to do to capitalize them. Wanda, did I time it right? I guess I did. I didn't even have to toss it to her. Hey, send some of that music in here, Wanda. I want the folks on Facebook to hear this. Oh, man, we're having a great time. We're like finding out about technology and social media. And my gosh, I may not even need guests on the show. I'm having such a good time here. Maybe
we're
I'm going to
funky.
We are funky. It is funk-a-town. All right. Now, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. So I have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar. They're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What is that? Well, hey, it's complimentary key replacement, dent repair, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant you can use for 4 years. These guys take it seriously. I love them. Hey, you know, you always get the best price. You always get the best value. You always get the best service. And it's always Warren Henry. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Now let's get funky again.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
That's right. Call me for a mortgage at 305-773-6300. I got that crazy sign I made for the Facebook folks. 305-773-6300 gets me, and I'm going to help you with your mortgage or equity if it's a commercial deal. Debt or equity on commercial mortgage. You know, the folks at Spectrum Mortgage, I work with them. They've been in the business for 25 years. They provide loans to non-resident foreign aliens, condos, homes, doesn't matter. We can do them up to, $10 or $15 million if it's a commercial deal. Private loans, too. We work with all the good lenders. We work with conduits. If you have a short sale, we can help you with that. If you've had a scratch and dent credit history, if you've got inconsistent income, we know how to handle that, too. So give me a call. Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. Realtors, I'm talking to you. I'll help you close a deal. Call me at 305-773-6300. When you work with me, it's all about you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Heavy delays in Miami-Dade. We're looking at an accident on the Turnpike Extension southbound just before Quail Roost Drive. Dolphin slow moving westbound from 12th Avenue towards 27th. And we're looking at slow traffic in Fort Lauderdale on the Turnpike southbound between 595 and Griffin Road. That's your South Florida traffic.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. You know, I love that song. It's almost eight, you know, it's almost the eighth year, Wanda. I'm wrapping up like month 10 of year 7. This is show what? 378?
Wow.
W-O-W, huh? It's really cool. And I'm learning something new. We're doing social media. We're on Facebook Live. Look me up on Facebook and watch my craziness live. We're having a great time. I got my Hawaiian shirt on. Somebody giving me the thumbs up. This is great. People are interfacing.
We got the show in the show.
We're learning and we're doing and we're having our fun.
Good stuff.
It's all good stuff. And remember, when you're listening to the show, it's all about you. Not about me. Now, and high five to Bruce for that. We're going to tease a little bit about real estate operating companies. Real estate operating companies, you got to find your plan. You got to look at the strengths and weaknesses. You got to come to me with your plan, and I can help you raise 10, 20, 30. I had a call yesterday about raising somebody $100 million. I've raised $150 million for my clients in the past. In fact, that time, it was from an offshore German bank. Oh, my God, am I a crazy successful dude? And you go, well, what are you doing commercial real estate for? Residential real estate for now? And it's because there's a great opportunity. There's an incredible gap in the marketplace. There's a real need for liquidity in the non-resident foreign alien space, and even just helping normal folks like you and I that are U.S. citizens to get a loan. It ain't easy. So give me a call if I can help at 305-773-6300. Let's talk a little bit about summertime. I'm kind of sick with real estate. I talk about do real estate. I am Mr. Real Estate. I just absolutely love this stuff, and it's what I do, so why wouldn't I, right? And so, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the summer.
Can I thank the Miami Beach Police Fire Department again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I accidentally locked my dogs and key and cell phone in my car. Early morning beach time, though, but I wanted to thank them again for rescuing my dogs. And
they're awesome.
Potentially myself, really.
They're awesome. You know, and some of them have been listening to our show. In fact, no. I have a friend that's a cop on the beach, and he was listening earlier. He's dropped off now, but he was listening. I don't know. Maybe he's still listening. I can't really tell. I got social media 305. I want to say high five to Johnny.
What up?
That's right. See, Wanda's missing you too, Johnny. So let's talk a little bit about the summer. Let's talk about driving, okay? Driving opens up spaces for people, and here's I'm getting a call. Getting a call, but I'm online.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, does that mean you gotta come in and restart all this?
Yeah, I'll come do that. All right.
All right, so
come
in and
interrupt this broadcast.
No, we're back on live. We're back on live. So whoever called, I'm gonna call you back right after the show. I'll promise I'll help you. It's all about you.
But right now I'm live.
You're right, I'm live now. So what's going on the roads? There's a few more open spaces in the summer. And so here's my term I was tempting people with. People are getting irrationally aggressive. Maybe if they're nice, you want to call them irrationally assertive. But it's absolutely out of their mind. Jorge, ¿qué pasa, bro? And, the people cut you off. I was talking about this one guy today. You know, I get on from the 195 to 95, and there merges in from the 112 or whatever. And a guy's getting on, and he has this, I got to say the word, attitude about trying to get in my lane. I'm stopped. I can't go anywhere. And he's like edging in. I'm waiting for the guy to scrape my paint. Then he gets in front of me, and then he starts going over the V thing where the highways are merging. He's cutting people off. It's absolutely ridiculous. Hold on. Okay. I got it. There we go. Maybe I got to get a separate phone to do that. You know what I'm going to do? Maybe I should do this off of my iPad.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, thanks. I always appreciate Wanda with the high fives on the ideas. Okay, so these guys are getting irrationally aggressive. It's summertime. There's a lot of room to move. I got to start driving the way I drove on a ball game yesterday with my mom. I made it a goal with my mom not to get her upset on the entire drive, and I succeeded on the way home. On the way back, on the way there, not so much. But we reached a compromise on the way to the ball game, and on the way back, it was awesome. And another way to know it's summer, there's street parking available in front of Green Street. I can't believe it. I can actually move my car from one side of the street to the other before I go into the office. So that's another way. And, of course, another way is just watching the traffic. From my house, I can see the I-95 and 195, and you can look at all my posts and stuff, and that freaking traffic is like a living beast. And everybody's getting started later. And now there's the pinch points, and once you get past the pinch points, everything's easy again. So the number one thing about driving in the summer is do not be misled. It may look easy, but it's just as hard. The people are just as nuts, and it's a reason why I believe office buildings will be built closer to where you live as soon as possible. Because I know I'm trying to do it, and I know other people that are trying to do it too. Now, one other thing, phone call dead zones. I can't stand it. I almost stopped making calls. I now send emails. What time can we talk? Because I just can't stand the dead zone. The person's out of town. How do I know when they're out of town? Well, I send these blast emails for the show. That really helps too. It helps me understand who is in town and who isn't, and then I know when they're coming back, and I just reach out to them then. So one other thing about summertime that is really important, it's that I work to relax. I got to work hard to relax. I wake up like a bolt at like 5, if I'm like about 4:45. Am I blowing the top off of the thing there when I talk about that?
I got it.
All right, yeah. You can see me getting revved up and getting ready. And so I wake up with all this energy, and I just got to do something with it. And it's just hard. You know, I sit there and I got to work hard to take a vacation and to relax. And people know that if they're talking to me on business, half the time I'm just absolutely uptight. It's hard for me to relax. I got to turn my phone off for an hour and a half just to get time. People saw me though. I was relaxing. I did do the body surfing on the beach. I got that in. I've been working, knocking off 5:30-ish. Of course, working at night when required and all the other craziness, but I'm trying to get it under control. And my hero is the guy that works from, like, you know, I see him at Green Street in shorts, and then he's a top producer in the resi world. The guy doesn't work on the weekends. He's got this great team. It's amazing. That guy's my hero. I absolutely love him. Oh, Facebook, LinkedIn, all this stuff is so crazy. Flashing all this craziness at me. And let's see. And and here's an idea. If you're going on vacation, remember, only you can take a vacation. Nobody's going to give you a vacation. So get your butt in line and get out there and Amen. Get your vacation. Okay, number one. Number two, when you're on vacation, I always get uptight. Well, let me tell you, if you have some rules, it's really going to make life easier. Here's rule number one. Only check your email. What are you doing in there, Juanita? Only check your email at certain times. That was Espresso Marketing. I recognize the music. Hey, Sandy. And so this is what I do. I check my emails at 8, 11, and 3. 8, 11, and 3. Whatever happened overnight, whatever happened in the morning, whatever happened during the day. And then I can stay calm. Do I sound like I could ever be calm?
I was going to ask that question. I've seen moments of calm, but I don't know that you can stay calm.
You know when I'm really calm, and it's going to sound, well, I guess it won't sound, when I'm spooning my wife, it's the most calming thing I do. I love her.
Well, that should be a calming thing.
It is. She's well, the most, she's
to a point. Never mind.
She's ill, so take a step back off of that. Right? But she's the most amazing person. I hold her, and we'll talk about Vivian after the break. We got some time left before I go to break, don't I?
You do.
All right. Well, then that means I'm going to talk about, again, that I'm live on Facebook and people should check it out. We've had great friends. I've seen wonderful things checking us out. And I want to say hey to the folks in Atlanta that are watching. Hey, Atlanta, 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 Atlanta. What's happening? Thank you for tuning in. And we'll even talk someday about Atlanta. You know, it used to be that you couldn't do a real estate deal without going to Atlanta. Now the folks from Atlanta come here, but it really breaks my heart because I used to go up there to do real estate and see all my family up there. And I've like almost lost an entire generation. I've got to get back up to Atlanta and see my beautiful family up there. Now let's talk about one of the things I alluded to earlier on the show, and that's the summertime ball games. I've been going to the Marlins. I've taken a client. We had the best time. We bonded. I've taken my wife. She was actually able to go for it. an inning and a half, and I want to thank John Albert for helping us out, the man with the Marlins. I love John Albert. He takes care of me. If you need season tickets, you call John Albert. He takes care of you. He runs our suite nights. He's amazing. We love Boris, too, from the Marlins. Boris provides us with our ads and with just our he's our touch point at the Marlins, and John Albert is, too. We love the Marlins.
Thank you. They've
really done well. There you go, Wanda. They're going to get you your tickets. Remember that. Email me, and I'm going to get you your tickets. But a shout-out to Louie, a shout-out to Mark, a shout-out to Gary, and a shout-out to Randy, my friends that I saw over the weekend at the Marlins games. That's right, I have friends, and we go to the Marlins games, and we have a blast. Waltz, we got to go to a game, so you got to email me or hit me on a messenger, and so we can go there, too. Vivian had an amazing time. And what was the best part of the game? The best part of the game were the besitos that I got from my friend Mark's daughter. Mark was trying to take a picture. His little daughter wouldn't smile. I said, Mark, get in there and tickle her, and I'm going to get her to smile. And I got besitos. It was so nice. Por favor, puedo tener un besito aquí, por favor. Oh, it's so cute. And then the other cute story was the little girl that was sitting in front of me who was eating the blue cotton candy. She had it all over her face, and her dad wanted a selfie. So I said, Dad, I'll take the photo. And the little girl demurred. She's like my wife. You can't take a picture of me unless I'm perfect. So he took her out, cleaned her up. She came back. She was the cutest thing. We got so many pictures. Again, más pasitos. Is that right? I don't even know. Somebody email me or messenger me. Is más pasitos even right? Jorge, tell me. Is más pasitos right? Anyway, yeah, you're the man too, bro. And So it was just so great, so great. We walked around the stadium. We had beers. I saw two Giancarlo Stanton home runs. Oh, right. And the place was rocking. And the most fun was when I went to the day game, and it was all the campers. Again, look at my Facebook post with campers. The place was multicolored. All the campers were so cute. And, of course, each camp group had the one kid that would not get off of his video games. Wanda, how much more time do I have left? I got another story, but I don't want to make it in a half.
Did we win?
Yeah, we won two of the three games I went to. We
awesome.
Had the best time.
All right.
My mom had the greatest. We had hats.
I saw some pictures.
We had those cute little hats, the little like hats that are straw hats. We had
hats.
The greatest. I love my mom. She's such a sport, and my mom always calls me. In fact, Mom, it's a quarter to
don't
seven.
Don't call him now.
No, don't call me now. But
please.
And don't send me a Marlins alert.
Thank
but
you.
She always gives me Marlins alert. You know, we share that way.
That's good.
It's all about. Look, we're all on this rock together. It's all about love and bonding when it all comes down to it. Is it not?
Good.
There you go. Can I get you to take it now to the thing, and then we'll have our last segment. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with
Let's
Vivian.
Let's bond with some music.
Rock on, girlfriend. Walking on sunshine. Hey, if you're walking.
Walking on something.
Oh, man, I'm walking on everything. Hey, if you're walking, get out and call Martin Henry. They'll bring you a car if they can. Hey, when you're looking. Oh, gosh, that was funny.
Breathe. Breathe.
Oh, we're going to start again. Okay, hey.
It feels good.
It does feel good, as the girl says. Oh, Katrina and the Waves. All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary deck repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always Warren Henry Wandita.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Alex Gonzalez's stellar glove and snazzy double plays earned him a reputation of being a first-rate shortstop. Marlins fans will also remember his pivotal game-winning walk-off homer in the 2003 World Series.
Alex Gonzalez has done it!
Leading the way to our second championship. Be here on July 30th for the next All-Star Saturday when your Marlins host the St. Louis Cardinals. And don't forget, the first 5,000 fans take home their very own Alex Gonzalez All-Star Bobblehead presented by UHealth. Purchase your tickets today at Marlins.com.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there on Sunday. I'm going Sunday to see the Cardinals with Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. I love Tarek. He's the best. And we'll have another segment with Tarek on talking about how to stay cool and stay fit here in a while. And don't forget, call me if I can help you with a mortgage. That's right. If you call me, it's about you and your mortgage. I can help you get debt, equity, commercial, residential, non-resident foreign alien, not a problem. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do condos, we'll do residential, we'll do Argentinians, Venezuelans, Russians, Brazilians, hey, even Americans like you. That's right, we'll do them all, but it ain't so easy as the last time you tried to get your mortgage. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. My gosh, I just love this Facebook thing. Check us out on Facebook. The next segment's going to be all about Vivian. Wanda, yours.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's the fourth quarter. We're wrapping it up. I've talked about commercial real estate. I've talked about residential real estate. I've gone product types here in South Florida. The bottom line is that things are slowing down, but there's still opportunity in all kinds of sectors. I went into the residential sector. Why? Because I see that as the number one place where we need capital in South Florida today. And I've got people that'll make loans to non-resident foreign aliens. I say it all the time. You can call me at 305-773-6300. We just got joined by some friends out in Texas. Fist bump to our friends in Texas. Mwah! We love you. All right. Now, if I can help you with a mortgage, remember to call me at 305. I love this stupid sign. 773-6300. Who's that handsome guy behind there? That's right. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about Vivian. Thumbs up, bro. Let's talk a little bit about Vivian. Vivian's had it tough. It's summertime. You know, when you're hot and you're thirsty, you can take a drink. Vivian can't. Boy chick, we love you back in Texas. Oh, the Texas folks are giving us major love. I'm not ready to thank everybody. I want to talk about Vivian first. I got all that Texas love got me all sidetracked. Now, Vivian, I didn't know that she'd be able to make it through summertime, and she's made it this far, but today we ran into a wall. Today she wasn't able to get up, but part of it was my fault. I was supposed to wake her up at 6 so she could go get her heart stress test. I probably shouldn't say her. So I didn't wake her up. I faux pod. You know, we have these stickers. If you don't put the sticker with the time on the door, I don't know what time to wake her up. You know, I got to be like 5:30. I don't want to wake her up 5:30. And so she missed her appointment, but I'll make sure she gets back there. But it ain't easy for Vivian. Vivian has it hard, and it's getting tougher and tougher as the summer gets hotter and hotter. And now we're getting towards the end of the summer, and you know, I've gotten calls now from people. In fact, the Channel 10 thing that was here in Miami got repurposed in Houston. It was on the Houston TV station, K something. It made a lady call. The lady is now going to try to be a donor, but you know, up and down, left and right, I don't know if it's really going to work out or not. So we'll see. We got a few different people that are trying to be donors, but we're still looking. We've teamed up now in New York with Project Renewal. Renewal is a group of spiritual advisors that help the living donor get through the process, because the hardest thing isn't to find the living donor. The hardest thing is to help the living donor get across the finish line. Because again, in this circumstance, it's all about them. It's the living donor. And I got to tell you, I don't talk to them. I'm not allowed. It's HIPAA law, and it's very uncomfortable. In fact, I've even had, I had one person that reached out to me on Facebook who said, I have two kidneys, and, you know, I'm happy to donate one. And it turned out to be an unemployed homeless person who was just jobbing me, and I still had to follow through because you never know, and obviously they didn't follow through. It's just heartbreaking what Vivian goes through. Now she does come home, and sometimes, you know, she has a tough time. And what is my number one job in life? My number one job in life is to not get down, is to not let her down, is to let her know that she's going to get a kidney transplant. I'm going to do everything in my humanly possible. And if anybody knows me, and if you're watching or listening, you darn well know that it's going to happen. You know it. I hope you're listening, Vivian. God bless you. Now, whew, how much time do I have left, Wanda? Wanda is talking to Command Central. How much more time do I have? Like a minute? Two-ish? Three-ish? Okay. Wanda's talking to Command Central, so I have to run the show on my own now. I don't know how to do it without my co-pilot.
I'm trying to get you some more time. Hang on.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. So I love Vivian. We've ended our campaign on Fundly. We've been approached by another group called Charity Box. Charity Box would help us convert the donations that we would get to 501c3 tax-deductible donations. I'm having it investigated by some of the family office philanthropy guys we work with, and we'll see if we can do that. The number one thing is that it's living donor issues. We've got to help living donors. We've got to get more living donors out there. We've got to let more people know that everybody has two kidneys. You only need one, and if you take one and you give it to somebody else, you've now doubled how much life God has brought onto this earth. So if you want to help me with Vivian's kidney, you can call me at 305-773-6300. I'll put you in touch with the Miami Transplant Institute, and you'll help somebody with the gift of life. It's an absolutely beautiful person, the most beautiful person I know, certainly more beautiful than me, for goodness sakes. All right, it's time to wrap up the show, so let's try to do that. Let's try to do that. The calendar's going crazy here. Let me get to wrapping up the show. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Especially want to thank my listeners, because without my listeners, I would not have a show. So here it is. Here's the show close. You'd never know that I have that written down, but I do. You know, I hope you heard something today on the show that you can use right now to make your life better right now. That's right, on our show. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the CCIMs, Magnum Energy Solutions, Inland Real Estate, the Related Group, Kind Snacks. Is this a list or what? Spectrum Mortgage, Espresso Marketing, the NFL Alumni, Social Media 305. Did I put the Marlins on there? I did not. Thank you to the Marlins. You know, I had to redo this because I left my notes somewhere. Social Media 305, of course, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But hey, I want to thank you, my listeners. Without you, I'd have no show. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell me who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. Facebook, we've been on all the time. LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. The hits keep coming on the website. What's going on? All right.
We got to get out of here at some
point. All right. If you missed the show, it'll be on our webpage, www.freedombusiness. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is the real deal. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. I'm out of here. Wanda, it's yours.
Cause I take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat rubbing out on my head. She said, hey, bossin' over, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go bossin' over, baby, keep on dancing. I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossin' over. Keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety.